Inherently Happy, Episode 342, A Pocketful of Moods. We begin, as always, with the Happy Creed. We believe in happy, in balance and growth, of being mindful and grateful, compassionate and understanding. Yowza ha ha, my happy friends. I found a vendor online who makes key rings that can display an image under clear plastic, and I added the Inherently Happy mood wheel to it. It's small enough to fit in my hand and in my pocket with my keys, but big enough that I can trace my thumb over each of the moods that make up the mood wheel. This way, it's an easy reminder to practice them. Mad, what makes me mad? Sad, what makes me sad? Fear, guilt, hope, and glad. It can also be a nice gauge and a touchstone for if I'm feeling something strongly, I can pinpoint it by actually putting my finger on it. I suppose it could also be a smartphone app as well, a board game, a playing card game, a trading card game, a video game. Emotional educational gamification. It's all about emotional agility, emotional intelligence, emotional health. These are ways to best deal with what life can throw at you. Pretending they aren't there, or worse, acting like you'll know how to use your moods when the time comes, is a slippery slope to your own emotional doomsday. You have to practice things to get good at them, be it mathematics, management, or most assuredly, moods. I can get mad at the drop of a hat, but it's the getting calm again after that may take some work. I usually go the even easier route by trying to avoid getting fully mad in the first place, by catching myself at the very beginning moments of irritation, that point when you are ready to go, but don't yet see the dangers of doing so. You get better at spotting what will turn into an out-of-control fire if you practice role-playing, active imaginationing, and maybe even heated discussions with friends, colleagues, or arch-nemeses. But by then, it may already be too late! I can touch on the fear or the guilt spot on the mood wheel and note to myself how I worry that I won't be able to help enough people learn how to develop emotional health, or that perhaps even I will find myself unprepared for an overwhelming onslaught of emotions one day, and that those other great unhelped will cause turmoil for themselves and others, turmoil that could have been prevented if only I'd been able to help them or myself. I have a few failed experiments. I just don't want to be one of them. Those poor souls who I wished were better neighbors, better friends, better people, and who I tried to show compassion to and understanding towards, and who returned little but aggravation and abuse. Still I stayed, holding out hope, and with some I lasted years, even decades, thinking it would happen any time now. Never did. I eventually had to cut my losses, and can only hope they aren't still a big old pile of turmoil just a-waiting to happen. I tried. Couldn't help them. But maybe my leaving will finally wake them up to the fact that if the really nice guy doesn't even want to be your friend, then what does that say about you? But I doubt it. I learned what it was like to have no friends at a young age, and so it's not something people can threaten me with now. Not when I have perfected the art of solitary confinement so very well, but others seem to fear being shunned. So if they're used to always getting replies to their communiques because they are so very important, then perhaps when they don't get replies from me, it will give them pause. Or they'll just have a meltdown and move on because it's a numbers game to them. Then I truly did see something more in them than was actually there. For they are bereft of insight, conscientiousness, self-awareness, and any kind of inner life. And the funny thing is, I'm not actually shunning them. They get all butthurt when I don't reply instantly, since they're no longer a priority for me and therefore must wait their turn. And so they ignore me in retaliation. But I wasn't ignoring them. I just wasn't prioritizing them. I eventually usually reply, but that gets missed because they're miffed. Or I've been blocked or some other childish reaction because they have zero emotional maturity, which is my whole point. People go to extremes when they shouldn't have to and feel they have to go big for all things. But that's how you burn out. That's exactly how. I go big for some things, not all. Other things I just go, oh well, at least I'm still alive and hopefully I'll be there when things change. Or I might rail against the heavens in frustration, but only to release the tension, not to actually go to war with the heavens. Where would the front lines be? You can find the mood wheel image at hahahappy.org and make your own keyring, or get the one I found online there. If you're not a mini keyring manufacturing plant any more than I am. If you are, then maybe you can make me one too. The point is to have a handy reminder, gauge and touchstone of the major and minor moods at your disposal to recognize and to practice, so you can always have them sharp and ready for action when life just decides to come right for you. Ha ha. Yowza.